SEC staff.
Rita Mulkern, Montana Dakota Utilities.
Carly McLeod, Utility Shareholders, North Dakota.
All right, very good. With that, we have the case in front of us for discussion. This is the first opportunity we've had to discuss it. There is a settlement that's been filed in the case. And I'd ask first if staff has anything they'd like the commission to consider before we get into it.
Well, after the earlier work session, I'm
not recommending anything anymore.
No, that's not it, but I'm just afraid to jump out there.
Brian, do you want to speed this process up?
Anything you'd like to tell us?
I think that it's a good idea, and I think it should be bigger. Yeah. That's my thought. How's that sound?
All right.
Well, that changes it then.
Pat?
No, I don't have anything in particular, just one of the things that we're going to work on in the future would be trying to minimize the amount of extra reporting that would be part of settlements, some of the things that we have to track and somebody in staff has to review. But I'm not making any suggestions for eliminating the reporting that they asked for here.
Well, then you aren't going to like what I feel.
Oh, okay.
Because I actually question, in provision number 3, what does staff, quote, review entitle the staff to if they don't like what they see in an RFP or an RFP response, for example? Okay, so you get to look at, but we're still going to do, so that's my, otherwise, I'm quite fine with the project and the settlement. That was my only question. But anyway.
I suspect, what I would hope the review would be is if staff has a concern with how the RFP has been issued or the wording of the RFP, so on and so forth, that it can offer its strong concerns, which I suspect a utility would want to take into consideration because it would be likely to become an issue in a future rate proceeding, if not.
Felt it was stated rather weakly in here, but anyway.
That would be the ultimate hammer, right?
Anyway. Yep, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it's certainly in the company's best interest to seriously consider recommendations of staff in that process. And I think the spirit of this is that we need more prior notice on things, and we want to be involved earlier rather than sort of feel forced into these. Right. And that's certainly reflected.
Do you gentlemen have any thoughts about the, MDU, it says their own reports, their own models are 149 megawatts deficient. But yet their one building is 88 megawatts. I mean, they have to figure out how to meet that. But I was curious why that would be in this settlement agreement, admitting that they know their deficit, and why don't they have a plan as part of this to meet their demand? I just couldn't quite understand what the thought process there was.
I think it was because
they're going to go
the record them. Reflected that there were other things that they had that they were planning to do to meet the deficit situation in what they believed to be the most cost-effective manner. But we can't speak to those other things in the context of an ADP that's for just this plant, but we can speak to the fact that they have a need because they applied for a certificate of
the PCNN
need. So I think it's mainly speaking to the PCNN. But,
okay. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, and they, we, that you
asked, I
think
I
you
asked
might
that question.
That.
I asked right. it directly.
They did talk about some of those other things. And also realizing that there's the potential for this to be
expanded.
This, combined cycle ultimately and all this. So all that sort of.
But it's more to the PCNN.
But it is sort of the damned if you do, damned if you don't thing. Where we no longer encourage companies to build for future capacity.
I think we do.
Well, we might, but that's not.
But that's not the risk they want to take.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have anything. I thought the settlement looked good to me.
No concerns either.
I agree.
Okay. So is there anything more we need on this or just a motion to approve settlement? a motion, I mean, an order, and then a motion to approve the order to approve settlement.
That cannot be available sooner than the other.
I suspect.
Might get a little help on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. April 11th is our next.
Slowed down that one. We sped up this one. So.
Okay.
Otter Tail Sand, what did we get out of it?
The opportunity to learn.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, we'll close the work session. Thank you. Sorry we made you guys sit around for that amount of time. Just to
delightful.
Yeah, that's
right. We'll catch a cup of coffee.
Delightful. You might be much more effective than Bob by the time you're done.
You got some great
All right.